The Doctrine and Covenants of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Section 69. Revelation given through Joseph Smith the Prophet at Hiram, Ohio, November 1831. History of the Church, Volume 1, pages 234 through 235. The compilation of Revelations, intended for early publication, had been passed upon at the special conference of November 1. On November 3, the revelation herein, appearing as Section 133, was added and called the Appendix. By action of the conference, Oliver Cowdery was appointed to carry the manuscript of the compiled Revelations and Commandments to Independence, Missouri, for printing. He was also to take with him monies that had been contributed for the building up of the church in Missouri. As the course of travel would lead him through a sparsely settled country to the frontier, a traveling companion was desirable.
1-2. John Whitmer is to accompany Oliver Cowdery to Missouri. 3-8. He is also to preach and to collect, record, and write historical data.
Hearken unto me, saith the Lord your God, for my servant Oliver Cowdery's sake. It is not wisdom in me that he should be entrusted with the commandments and the monies which he shall carry unto the land of Zion, except one go with him who will be true and faithful. Wherefore, I the Lord will that my servant John Whitmer should go with my servant Oliver Cowdery, and also that he shall continue in writing and making a history of all the important things which he shall observe and know concerning my church. And also that he receive counsel and assistance from my servant Oliver Cowdery and others. And also my servants who are abroad in the earth should send forth the accounts of their stewardship to the land of Zion. For the land of Zion shall be a seat and a place to receive and do all these things. Nevertheless, let my servant John Whitmer travel many times from place to place and from church to church, that he may the more easily obtain knowledge, preaching and expounding, writing, copying, selecting, and obtaining all things which shall be for the good of the church and for the rising generations that shall grow up on the land of Zion, to possess it from generation to generation, forever and ever. Amen.